Before we get started, I would like to shout out our sponsor, SeatGeek. If any listener needs tickets to a major event, use SeatGeek. They make buying tickets super easy and affordable. Without further ado, I welcome you to the Western Thoughts Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Jones. Joining me today as a guest will be Gabe Stranges. Gabe is a freshman at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and has been researching links between realist minds of 19th century France and Childish Gambino's project, This Is America. Gabe, thanks so much for joining us here.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you for that great introduction. I'm really excited to be here and have this open discussion with you and your listeners on two of my favorite Western artists, Honoré Daumier and Childish Gambino. Before we get started, I want to talk a little bit about the scope and the time periods of both of these artists. So Honoré Daumier and Gambino are separated by almost 200 years. And what I want is listeners to keep the time difference in perspective throughout this whole entire discussion. And how in those 200 years, the world has seen tremendous amounts of progress and prosperity. Yet, issues of racism, classism, and violence still continue to haunt the world. Nowhere is this more clear than in the works of the 19th century French realist and lithographer Honoré Daumier and the U.S. artist Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino. Both of these artists use very effective ways of offering social and political commentary about the everyday struggles of the everyday person. Daumier was a savant. Daumier was a pioneer of his craft. In 19th century France, art was not focused on the harsh and gritty realities of life. Rather, it focused on the beauty and richness, many of the themes of the Romantic era. Daumier saw this movement as a sham. He hated it. He didn't like the way that everything was being spruced up and art was painting a picture of reality that simply wasn't true for a majority of the French citizens. So, in a total departure from his counterparts, Daumier, in his lithographs, highlighted the struggles of the working class and the injustices that were perpetrated against them. His works were a very strong wake-up call for the French public. Gambino, much in the same way, is to a wake-up call, but a wake-up call for the U.S. Gambino uses the audiovisual platform of YouTube to highlight the violence against the African-American body and other Americans in the U.S. Gambino's piece isn't just a song or a music video. It brings to life a very real manner and the realities of today through a beautifully crafted audiovisual experience. This audiovisual experience is very shocking. It makes you understand how both artists, one French, one American, both focus very much on the political and legal systems of their respective state and how they marginalize their own citizens based off of class and race. In addition to this, it's important to look at how their use of art and their use of Caricature and the expressions of them is to really focus on the harsh and gritty reality of life. This brings me into Daumier's piece, Rue Transnonain. Daumier's most impactful piece in my mind is the Rue Transnonain. It depicts the brutal murder of a family in working class France in the district of Saint-Martin in Paris. Following the violent repression of the workers' riot in Paris on April 5th of 1834. So in the lithograph, there's a pretty devastating scene that unfolds. The scene unfolds around the central character who is in a very depressed, cold, and lifeless state. He is dead, and he's sitting on the bludgeoned body of his young child. There are two other bodies in the frame, one on the leftmost side and the other on the rightmost side. Both bodies are covered by the shadows, as if society is trying to tuck the reality away. The whole lithograph is very dark and troublesome. It makes your stomach almost turn. This piece is really all about silence, and the silence where we as a collective state need to understand and see the silence and raise our own voices so we can collectively end such silences. The impact is grand. It was impactful in the sense of people across all of France at the time saw this lithograph and understood the very harsh matter at hand, which was the, at that time, French government under King Louis Philippe was greatly beating down upon the working class. And King Louis Philippe, the ruler at the time of France, saw this and he saw it as a threat. Therefore, he passed censorship laws forbidding any kind of political caricature that was critical of the monarchy. And this is very similar to what Gambino did with This Is America. Gambino, much like Daumier, used the caricature and exaggeration of it to express his message. In the first scene of the music video, we hear this vibrant, bombastic Afro beat that's playing, and shirtless Gambino is running around dancing in a very controlled and mechanical way, as if he's being controlled like a puppet. Soon after, Gambino stops, pulls a gun out of his waistband, and executes a black man with a burlap sack on his head, whose feet and wrists are tied up by ropes. Right after the body hits the floor, Gambino's first lines come out of his mouth. His first lyrics are, "This is America, don't get you slipping up." If this scene doesn't represent what America is to Gambino, I don't know what possibly could. What Gambino is saying is this event of a black person being shot and being left there and being looked past is what America is. That's why Gambino shoots the man and says, "This is America." Gambino is also drawing a very strong parallel between the ropes tied from the man that he killed to the ropes on the hands and legs of African Americans that were killed during the Jim Crow era in the US, which was a time period in which only ended around 60, 70 years ago. It was a time in which African Americans were oppressed systematically in the US by the government and by large bodies of people. It was one of the most racially segregated and distant times in US history. And Gambino is saying now in 2018, 2019, we are not that far from that. There are still great amounts of racial segregation and racial oppression taking place in the status quo. And that's why Gambino, like Daumier, is taking a shot at a system of power and to show how people are being persecuted and marginalized by their own government. Oh yeah, so I'm just now hearing that we kind of have to move towards questions. So we'll be back in 5. The line to call is going to be 1-800-226-345. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to call in. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Thank you. And we are back and ready for questions. Caller 328, you are now on the line.
Thanks for having me. Earlier in the podcast, you talked about Daumier's Rue Trosnonant. And I love the piece, but never really understood the backstory. Could you touch on the reasons for the rebellion?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Thank you. So the revolt happened in 1834, and it happened in a pretty prosperous Parisian economy that had caused a surge in the workers' wages. You wouldn't think that a cause in the workers' wages would cause a rebellion, but it did because the owners saw these wages as being too high. So they attempted to impose a wage decrease. This wage increase, combined with other laws that oppressed the working groups, caused the workers to rebel. The government completely crushed the rebellion in a very bloody battle and imprisoned 10,000 insurgents. And as we move on to the second question, we're going to go towards caller 563.
Hi, Gabe. Thank you for the time. My question is, what is the significance of Childish Gambino handing the gun to the schoolboy and then proceeding to dance with the other school children?
Yeah, sure. That's another really great question. So there's a very strong juxtaposition between the innocence of school children and the violence that is omnipresent in society, primarily due to lax gun laws. It seems that Gambino is drawing a parallel to the Parkland shooting in 2018, where 17 kids lost their lives. This isn't the only reference to past issues of gun violence. In a scene not too long after this one, Gambino is still dancing in his very like herky-jerky mechanical way and ends up walking upon a black church choir that's singing gospel. And in this moment of just pure passion and joy, it becomes transformed into a field of dead bodies in the snap of a finger. Gambino fires his AK-47 that he magically gets and unloads. This event is very reminiscent of the 2015 shooting where Dylan Roof executed 9 people, all African Americans, at the Emmanuel African Methodist Church in South Carolina. Let's return to the phones. Caller 962, you are on air.
Good morning. In your opinion, do you think Gambino gained any direct inspiration from Daumier, or do you think they just happen to have very similar critiques?
Yeah, this is a question that I've been asking myself recently, so I'd love to answer it. I think it would be a bit too far out to say that Gambino gained sole inspiration from Daumier, but there definitely is like a really strong connection there. Both artists were very focused on highlighting the political and legal corruptions that existed in their times and the overall impacts that they had on the marginalized people. Like Daumier, Gambino was very, very interested in creating an idea of never forgetting the marginalized and powerless. Daumier was also very concerned with the working class and how the ordinary struggles imposed on the working class weren't really ordinary. This brand of art was so impactful in the drawings of caricatures that Daumier was referred to as the Michelangelo of caricature. A great example of this is in Daumier's work, The Laundress, where it's a really impactful piece that shows the backbreaking and exhausting work that the ordinary people had to do. This caricature painting, it really shows and depicts both the strength as well as the hardship endured not just by the woman in the frame, but for the working class as a whole.
I'm afraid to say that we only have time for two more callers. So caller number 623, you're up.
First time, long time. I enjoyed your talk, and I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but still haven't found any significance behind the This Is America music video. Am I missing something?
Yeah, no, I'm really glad that you asked a question like that. I always love interacting with these. So I think that This Is America is an extremely powerful representation and overall critique of our current society. What is really striking in the video is that the connections Gambino makes between the treatment of African Americans during the Jim Crow era and the present-day treatment of African Americans by not just the police, but also the whole entire legal system. For example, in the first scene when Gambino shoots the black man in the burlap sack, he poses in a way that is molded after one of the most famous black caricatures of the Jim Crow era. If you watch the video even closer, you can see Gambino is paying homage to the South African civil rights movement by incorporating the Guara Guara dance into his audiovisual phenomenon. So the whole entire experience of This Is America is packed with racial significance.
And the last call of the day goes to caller 683. You're on the air.
Hi, calling from Fargo, North Dakota. Do you think Daumier and Gambino will create a lasting impact on social consciousness?
Hi, no, my aunt's actually from Fargo, but yeah, it's a really great question. I love it, just like all the questions I've gotten today. So Daumier has essentially changed the way that we have looked at historical events. Instead of these grandiose battle scenes and victories, he completely exposed the underbelly of society, which gave the world a whole new perspective. In order for us to understand our realities, history must be seen from the bottom-up perspective rather than a top-down one. Daumier's impact stands to this day. His caricatures and lithographs have stood the test of time and still hold relevance to today. Gambino's This Is America became a global phenomenon as well. America's always been seen as a land of civil liberties, freedom, and prosperity, and Gambino's work questions this whole narrative. His audiovisual work has resonated with people from across the world. Intellectuals, as well as political and social commentaries, now use Gambino's This Is America as a starting point for discussions in terms of violence and racial inequalities running rampant in the U.S. And I'm just hearing from my producer that this is all the time that we have for today. And I want to thank all of you guys for tuning into my segment, making this a really, really awesome podcast. And I hope to be invited back. So thank you, everyone, for the time. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email me. The email is gstrangius@wis.edu. Thank you so much.